Jeremiah 31, 35, and 36 says, "Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever." I came to faith in Jesus Christ as soon as I had faith that the Bible itself was from God. Once I was sure that the Bible was God's Word, then believing its testimony about the life, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ became a given. But friends and others who were not believers would then pepper me with questions about the Bible, and even though I had seen enough evidence to place my faith in the Word of God, some of those questions would stump me. But I quickly became convinced that even if I didn't know the answer in the moment, there was almost always an answer. And even if a question here and there remained unanswered in my mind, the preponderance of evidence left my faith in the Bible intact. But I am very thankful that I came across the writings of some Christian authors and apologists, one of whom was named Dave Hunt. And in one of the first Berean Call newsletters that I received from his ministry, he wrote that the Jews and Israel were, in his opinion, the most convincing proof of the Bible and evidence for the existence of the God of the Bible. I was amazed by that article, which I have since lost track of, but my faith was simply increased by the prophecies of Israel being fulfilled right before our eyes in these last days. As Jeremiah says, God has promised that as long as we see the sunlight and moonlight and the effect of the moon on the tides of the seas, Israel will never cease from existing, even in times of captivity. There is no other nation in human history like Israel, and their history fulfills the exact blueprint of Bible prophecy. In Hosea 3:4, God said, "For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image and without an ephod and without teraphim." That began in 70 AD. There's been no king, no royal family, there's been no temple sacrifice or priesthood for many days now. But Israel has remained an identifiable people with their national identity, religion, and cultural customs for nearly 2,000 years, and all the while maintaining the hope of going back to their homeland and being a nation again. And then again in Hosea 6:2, God further said, "After 2 days will he revive us, in the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight." Psalm 90 verse 4 and 2 Peter 3:8 both tell us that prophetic days are as 1,000 years. And just as God foretold, Israel has gone nearly 2,000 year days, and just as we approach the 2,000 year mark since the nation of Israel officially rejected her Messiah and eventually lost her temple, Israel has now become a nation as of 1948. Time doesn't allow for a full, thorough account and description of just how astounding the fulfillment of these prophecies are, which include survival of plague, pestilence, and persecution. No other race of people has the history of survival that we see with the Jewish race. It's simply beyond words to describe, as we see Amos 9:14 and 15 being fulfilled before our very eyes, which says, "And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God." This same promise is repeated in Isaiah 11:11, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea." And what is next for Israel? Hosea 3:5 tells us, "Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days." That will happen when Jesus returns to rule and reign as King of Kings from his throne in Jerusalem. The God of the Bible is real. His word is true, and only a fool would reject him.